This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu. Virtual reality, or VR, is expected to bring about great changes in social reality, in tourism in particular. Virtual technologies is capable of providing very complex multi-sensorial experiences in virtual worlds as well as in virtual tourist destination, and has been suggested as a substitute for actual travel and tourism products. The demand for the virtual tourism industry has increased as people have grown wise to the benefits it provides, such as cost saving, time saving, and also helping to address environmental concerns. And my guest for today to talk a little bit more about virtual tourism is...
I'm Rokshad, and I'm Iranian. I came to Malaysia 10 years back, and since then I'm working on this project, virtual tourism. And now I'm leading a project named 3D Virtual Tourism in Telus University.
And you're a doctor, Rokshad.
Yeah, okay. And I usually saying I'm a doctor. I'm a senior lecturer tourism. Yeah.
In Telus University. And you also focuses on discovering an in-depth understanding of the behavior, the perspectives, and also thoughts of women tourists during virtual reality journey. And you're also doing the impact of new technologies on lives of women and the practice of feminism in cyberspace, and also known as cyber feminism. And I guess, you know, throughout our conversation, this may appear along the way. But let's start with the, you know, how did, you know, virtual tourism in 3D sort of come about, and, you know, the evolution of the web itself, right?
Yeah. So definitely, I mean, all of us, we know web. So, and then we are like talking about the web every day, and we cannot live without it anymore. But there is like plenty of evolution has happened during last 20 years. So we can call it Web 1, the simple web that we have. So the website, we all know about it. It's just for like advertising or just like information. So people just like lay back and just read the information. Then the most famous one now is Web 2. I guess everyone knows about it. It's more communicational platform. It's social media that we all aware of it. But there is another level of social media nowadays. It's become like very popular among younger generation, which is like a 3D virtual worlds.
So this is Web 3.0, you would call it?
Yeah, Web 3.0, and then now it's become 3.5. So it's like a bit of difference between these two. Mm. So the whole idea is that, so of course, all of us, we have like an ID password for entering like any social medias. But this one is a bit different. Like, do you remember we have like these computer games? We create our avatars and then we go and play. This is pretty much like that, but it's like this virtual world has become like more enhanced. So you have like a destination to explore. There are like different things is happening there. Even people having conferences over there. They have exhibitions and so on. So the focus of my study, it will be pretty much in this area. And now, because the headsets and the head mounts, it came out, it's just commercialized. Mm. We are combining these two together, which is like pretty much is 3.5. So it's like the level of immersion is increased, and people can experience something a bit more real, what they call it, more real. Mm.
Now, VR, or, you know, augmented reality or mixed reality is really just taking the evolution of web to, you know, like you said, more immersive. It's more, you could sense different things and stuff. But how does virtual reality actually affect the real world?
Okay, so I have an idea, is the reality of virtual reality. So pretty much virtual reality has become part of our reality. Can you imagine you forget your mobile phone at home? So what will happen? So, I mean, it's really emerged in our reality, daily life, which we didn't realize it. So even this augmented reality and virtual reality in future, in near future, it would be like a part of our daily routine or even entertainment. Nowadays, it is entertainment, but it could be like a part of our daily routines.
So in your opinion, is virtual reality really the future for tourism? Because that's an area that's, I guess, you know, it's been discussed around, you know, you could travel from, you know, the comfort of your living room to other places around the world and stuff. But is that really the future of where tourism will head?
Yeah, thank you for bringing it up, because most of the people, they were asking me this question. Okay, I will answer this by asking you another question. So, can we live without emails nowadays?
No, we can't.
Okay.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it's
probably
difficult.
Probably can, but difficult.
But do we close the post offices? Still, we have post offices, but we are really rely on the emails. So it's a bit like that. I mean, definitely, it will not like totally replacing the experience of tourism, but it's opening another window for people to experience new things. Mm. So it's pretty much it's helping some minorities to experience tourism in another platforms.
Which leads me to another question: like, how does virtual tourism provide an empowerment feeling to the people?
Okay, it's great. We have like fewer studies, like for women who have difficulties to travel, because some minorities having these issues in the different beliefs. So a woman cannot travel without their guardians. So for them, it's very difficult to experience something out of their safe zone, or either experiencing without the presence of their guardians. Mm. So of course they can be like behave differently. So when we are like with our parents, definitely we are behaving different than when we are like alone. So and also there is another thing that they give them like kind of education, because we believe tourism is a kind of education. So when you travel, you learn different things from the different people in that area. So this one also is give them this possibility to freely talk to other people. They put their barriers. They have new identities, and they come up with the new ideas and talk to other people. Mm-hmm. So in these cases, can be like empowering. Also, we having this research on people with disabilities, like people with having physical disabilities, although we have all these environmental friendly places, but still they have like lots of issues to access into the different destination, particularly for leisure activities.
Mm. I'm speaking to Dr. Rosha Tavakoli, the senior lecturer at Taylor's University, talking about virtual tourism, and we'll be right back in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
Boring, fake, macho. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back with me, Jeff Sandu, together with Dr. Rosha Tavakoli, the senior lecturer at Taylor's University, and we're talking about virtual tourism. Dr. Rosha, so there are many different benefits from virtual tourism that can really help the society and also certain groups of individuals, like the people who are in poverty. Why did you choose to focus on women in virtual travel?
Okay, so very good question. First of all, because I'm a woman. And I was like part of this minority. I have like lots of political issues to get like visa. And for me, it was very important to know other places. And this virtual tourism, it gives me the possibility to go to other destination and explore them, even in terms of knowing what's going on. Mm. Then I was like coming with this idea, okay, why other people cannot enjoy? So we can open this idea, and then the programmers or the people who are like designing these kind of platforms, they come up with the better ideas to give this opportunity to women. In the other side, we are thinking to bring even women as a developer to give them this opportunity and empower them to build this kind of environment. Because most of the time, I can say majority of the programmers or the people who are like in top level, the one that they are deciding for the societies, so they are like men. And of course, we need like to involve more women in this particular area. Mm.
Well, was there any interesting findings, as you were doing your research while working on this research? Were there anything that really sparked an interest or curiosity or some interesting insight into what did you in the research that you had?
Yeah, definitely. There was a few interesting things because I see like a woman who were experiencing this virtual environment. After that, they were like really happy how they were like free and experiencing freedom of going anywhere or experiencing whatever, which is they were limited in their own country. And also, it was like one of the interesting one. It was one of the girl that experienced virtual world. So she told me that I want to choose my avatar as a man. Then when I was asking why you want an avatar as a man, because she said that you know what, men always like are free to do whatever they want. So I want to experience at least one day in my life to be a man. Then I say, okay, it was great. And then she created her avatar as a man and an experience. Of course, it wouldn't be like the same experience, but it was very interesting the way that the places that he wants to explore and where they went, it was like very interesting. Mm-hmm. The main thing, so it's still... women, they are doing the same thing when they are traveling. So it's the pattern of this behavior is pretty much the same. So women is still spending lots of time for shopping. Mm-hmm. So they go and then they have like a perfect photo because over there you can capture your photos. So they want like a beautiful sceneries and the best pose that they want. Over there, still they're having the same patterns, but it's really empowered them to be themselves, to try whatever they want to try. Mm.
How do you think, you know, all this research and these findings, how do you think it will impact or benefit the tourism industry itself?
Okay, very well. Many people were asking me this question. So if this virtual tourism comes up, so many people, will lose their job. But the issue is that we will change the whole settings. So there is like many new job opportunity will be open. And like, for example, over there in the virtual worlds, there is lots of different shops that they were selling virtual objects, which is dress or even like the car. Even you can buy your dream house. You can build your dream house. So everything. So you can design your own destination. Mm. So you have like the whole freedom. So one of the famous one is like is named Second Life. So Second Life, it means that it gives you another chance to live. So how do you want to live? Mm-hmm. So you can really change. And many people already they are like having their own life and they are spending the whole day over there. So they are working there, they are living there.
What's the risk of the impact that they would have in the real world for those who, you know, extremes on either end is not good. How do you deal with those who are really just, you know, going to the extreme of virtual reality and living that second life?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Definitely, it would be the what we call it sustainability. So the balance between these two, it's always our aim. So how we can make it balanced, okay, not to the extreme that we're just ignoring the whole virtual tourism and like we are overusing it. So something in between is like our main idea.
And is virtual reality utilized in any of your classes? And how so? How are you utilizing them in with your students?
Yes, of course, because I'm teaching especially tourism destinations. And we don't have the luxury of taking our students to every single destination, definitely. So we are covering the whole world. And we go through a few destinations that they already have the platform for this. And we are using a very simple gadget. It's just, it's very even cheap. It's like 10, 15 ringgit. So they can use their own smartphone and go through the videos. And then if they have like in the virtual 3D virtual world, they can experience that. Like, for example, you know, you can build your own Eiffel Tower in Second Life. And when you go there, if you search, it's like plenty of Eiffel Tower is over there, it's like 15, 16. So it's like how people are creative to make it like closer to the actual one. So how it symbolizes that.
What are you expecting from doing, you know, years of research into this field and teaching virtual tourism in your tourism class? And what do you expect to the outcome would be from all this? What are you hoping for?
Of course, this is opening a window for some countries that they don't have this opportunity to open to all people. Like I'm talking about like some of the even Asian countries that people, they don't have chance to go there, or they don't have this opportunity to marketing it well. So, you know, even in my classes, the first thing that I am asking my students, where is your dream destination? And most of this dream destination is like in European or Western countries. So for me, it's very sad. Like Asia has such a huge opportunity for attracting tourists. But unfortunately, we don't have enough material or marketing tools for Asian country to attract tourists. So I was thinking, because I'm coming from like a very old country, so I have like more than 3,000 years of history, but many people already forget my country. So it was, for me, it was a bit like even personal motivation to do all these things. But also, of course, it comes for the whole Asian or other small countries that they don't have these opportunities.
But there will be challenges that lies ahead, because, you know, creating these kind of contents is difficult. It requires a lot of resources.
Definitely. But also for that, so we can get some funds from the different big NGOs. So there's like, they are like doing that.
Dr. Roshan, I'm a big fan of VR, and I hope to see more virtual tourism in the space, so that, you know, you could just travel at the comfort of your living room, right?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And I've been speaking to Dr. Roshan Tavakoli, the senior lecturer at Taylor's University, talking about virtual tourism. And if you miss any parts of this show, you can download the podcast now at the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.